And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Friday, May 14th, 2021. Today in the news, gold's recent break above $1,800 an ounce could be the start of a more significant move through the second half of the year that could push prices to $2,000, according to one market analyst, reports Kitco. Stephen Dunn, head of exchange-traded products at Aberdeen Standard Investments, said in an interview to Kitco that it remains an important diversifier as volatility heads up in overpriced equity markets. Gold has not yet seen its best days in 2021, he said. I've expected that the second half of the year would be a lot more interesting for gold, and maybe we're starting to see that play out. Poor doggy coin. The crypto pooch is in the doghouse after self-proclaimed doggy father Elon Musk called it a, quote, hustle on Saturday Night Live. The joke didn't go down well, writes Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. This week, Democrats and Republicans huddled together to see how they could misuse some $4 trillion more. Of course, this was obvious to one and all that the feds don't have that kind of money, so they'll have to print it, which guarantees price increases. So far this year, according to our colleague David Stockman, consumer prices are rising at the rate of 7%, and so the inflate or die trap is closing in on Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Fed Chief Jerome Powell. Well, a new study brings a fresh warning for retirees hoping to rely on the so-called 4% rule to make their money last until they die, reports MarketWatch. Those expecting to retire soon may face a worst-case scenario as a result of elevated stock prices and record low bond yields, warned Jack DeLong, finance professor in Nova Scotia University, and Jack Robinson, a financial planner in Honolulu. DeLong and Robertson write, quote, a worst-case scenario would be one in which the lost decade for stocks began and lasted over a period when interest rates were at historic lows and either stayed low or rose in conjunction with high inflation. And that, they added, may be what retirees face now. Well, corporations are getting rich off the government aid, says John Stossel at Reason. Congress passed the $2.2 trillion HEROES Act. House Democrats said that it gives money to governments who desperately need funds. But it also gives lots of money to people who don't need funds. Maryland, which even the Washington Post admits is flush with cash, got enough extra money to pass a budget that hands bonuses to every state worker. Even Atherton, California, where the median home price is $6 million, got HEROES Act money. There was no means test, complains Lisa Conyers, author of Welfare for the Rich. Handouts to other corporations fare no better. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.